USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A big winter storm that slammed Southern California is on its way to the plains and upper Midwest. The storm closed Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles on Christmas Day and part of I-15 between Southern California and Las Vegas for a time on Thursday. This traveler on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News,
"It's pretty bad out there. Like, windshield wipers full blast. You can't even see. That's why I pulled in the gas station right now."
As that storm moves from west to east, it could bring up to a foot of snow in the Rockies and head towards the plains and upper Midwest and bring rain, sleet, and snow to that area. A U.S. Special Forces soldier who died in Afghanistan this week was seizing a Taliban weapons cache when he was killed. Sergeant First Class Michael Globe was killed when his unit discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
President Trump is signing three bills that support tribal sovereignty for Native Americans. The bills include compensation to the Spokane tribe for its loss of its land in the mid-1900s. Legendary Broadway singer Jerry Herman has died. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and The Cajo Fall, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is issuing a warning to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Clean up your state's homeless problem or the feds are going to intervene. The president tweeted that Governor Gavin Newsom has done a really bad job of taking care of the homeless population in California, and if he can't fix the problem, the federal government will get involved. Now, Newsom is attacking Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, who reminds us on Fox News,
"The better thing to do is to go and look at the root cause. Why are things there so expensive?
All right.
What can be done about them? And then how can we deal with the mentally ill individuals? Let's put the people first. Let's not worry about the other peripheral issues. And it's Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Think about what the Bible says. It says, he that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker. But he that honoreth him has mercy on the poor." Mm-hmm. Let's think about some mercy on the poor. Let's think about real compassion. Let's not think about ways that we can keep people dependent and in these horrible situations, but how can we liberate them?
Officials in Los Angeles are looking into how a 10-year-old girl had a heart attack on a flight in Los Angeles and died. The emergency happened shortly after the Delta flight left LAX for Seattle. The flight turned around for an emergency landing, but paramedics were not able to save the girl. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.